Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Chaf Gimel. And Chaf Gimel Bar Aleph, the Gemara tells us, Isha Vadai Madlika, a woman for sure lights Hanukkah candles. She is obligated to light Hanukkah candles. Tamar Bishu ben Levi Nasham Chayavas ben Hanukkah Shafin Haibo So Anes. Women are obligated in Eros Hanukkah because they were also involved in the miracle of Neros Hanukkah. We know this comes up in a few places. By two other mitzvos, Psachim Kufches by Dalad Kosos, Megillah Dav Dalad by Mikra Megillah. So just as background, we know the Mishnah tells us in Meseches Kiddushin on Dav Chavtes, the Petur of Zman Grama, called Mitzvah Aseisha Zman Grama, all time-bound mitzvos, unless otherwise included by the Torah Beferish. Kol Mitzvah Zman Grama, Anashim Chayavim, Anashim Peturos. Men are obligated, women are Peturos. There's only a few, not too many mitzvahs that are Mitzvah Zman Grama, that women are time-bound. Some of them they are obligated in. For example, Shabbos. Women are obligated in the mitzvahs of Shabbos based on the Zachar V'Shamar connection, and there are a couple of others. But the Mishnah tells us that the rule, general rule is, Mitzvah Zman Grama, Anashim Chayavim, Anashim Peturos. Kol Mitzvah Zman Zman Grama, Echad Anashim, Echad Anashim. And if it's a mitzvah say that is not time bound, then men and women are obligated. Mitzvah lo sase, when it comes to the lo sases, women are obligated just as men are, bein shazman grama, bein shalo hazman grama, echad ha'anashim, echad ha'anashim chayavin, except for the three exceptions quoted there by the Mishnah, bal takif, cutting off one's payas, bal tashchus, destroying one's beard, ubal, tetame, lemesa. So even though that is a patur, but there are exceptions to the rule, as we mentioned, where sometimes there is a reason to obligate them, even though there are time-bound mitzvahs. So that is the three, these are the three exceptions of Dalad Kosos, Neiros Chanukah, and Mikra Megillah, where we say af hein hayubos ha'anes. There's an interesting machlokas rishonim. What exactly does it mean? Af hein hayubos ha'anes. They were also involved in the miracle. If you look in the Rashbam in Psachim, Rashbam in Psachim on daf kuf ches, and the Rashi in Psachim also, Rashi in Psachim kuf ches mabez and arvi Psachim, kidda amrina. What does it mean? Af hein hayubos ha'anes. Kidda amrina bischar nashim sidkanios sheba oso adar nigalu. Because of the, quotes the Rashi there quotes the Gemara in Sota, that Bizchus, the righteous women, that was the reason that B'nai Yisrael were Zocha to be redeemed. V'chein gabi mikra Megillah. Nami amrinan hachi, to mishum da'al yedei Esther nigalu. By Esther, we were niga. She was the protagonist in the story. V'chein gabi ner Chanukah v'besech ha'Shabbos. So to ner Chanukah v'besech ha'Shabbos, Rashi does not quote what the context is by Neiros Chanukah. But again, Rashi is clear, and the Rashbam expands upon it. Afanoi Bosuanes means that women were the protagonists. They were the ones that brought the nes. They were the ones that caused the nes. Well, they weren't just part of it, but they were a major part of it. That's what the Rashbam says, and that's what Tosas throughout Shas quotes this from the Rashbam there, Msachim Kufches. Tosas just adds in a word about Chanukah. Pirish Rashbam Shal Yadam Nigalu V'chei Megillah De Esther U'Bechanukah Al Yedei Yehudis. Right, what's the story with Yehudis? If you look in the Ran on our Gemara, the Ran here on our Gemara, the Ran says on Dav Yud Amad Aleph, the Ran quotes the Medrash. V'idei Isha Nasanis Damrina B'Medrash Debito Shal Yochanan, the daughter of Yochanan, Ha'achila L'Rosh Ha'oivim Gvina L'Shichruso, gave him some type of food, cheese, in order to make him drunk and sleepy. V'chatches Rosho U'Baruchu Kulam Balzeh Nagul Lechol Gvina B'Chanukah, says the Ran, quotes the Medrash, said they were women also in the Chanukah story played a major role. So that's one day in the Rishonim. What does Afenoyim mean? They were the protagonists. They caused the nes. But other Rishonim, Tosfos in all those places, Tosfos in Psachim, Tosfos in Megillah, says no. What does it mean? It means Afenoyim means they were also included in the Sakana. That's the language the Ritva points out in our Gemara. Afen sounds like they were also, not that they were the main. The Kasha says Tosfos Psachim Kufches. The kasha da af mashba she'en an ikar va'o di Yerushalmi garis, and the Yerushalmi's girsa is afen oyebo so suffik mashba ba'osa sakana de la hashbid laharug la'abed. So no, afen oyebo means that they were also included in the miracle, or even in the sakana and the salvation from the sakana. Right, Tosfos says that also in Megillah Daf Dalid. L'kachnir alida af heinoye b'safik del hashpiv l'harov v'chei b'pesach shohayim shubados l'paro b'mitzrayim v'chei b'chanukah agzera haisa ma'od alehen. They were also included in the suffix. So what is the Nekudas HaMachlokas exactly between these Rishonim? So it could be related to the Chakira of the Briska Rav in Meseches Arachin on Daf Gimel, where the Gemara in Arachin there quotes the din of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Afein Hayubos Ha'anes, and the Griz, There, in Aruch HaDaf Gimel has the following question. Yesh lehis tapek. What exactly does this mean? Im apirish, demitam ze leka behu petura, demitzvah aseshas vankrama. What does afenoi boso anes do? Step one, women are obligated to mitzvahs. Step two, women are pturos from zman grama. Step three, what does step three do? Does step three remove step two? Right, there's no ptur of zman grama here. That's one way to understand it. The din zed, the mitzvah aseshas zman grama, shayach af be mitzvahs derabanan. Really, all three are by mitzvahs derabanan, dalakosos, neiros Chanukah, and mikra megillah. So this zman grama idea is overthought by mitzvahs derabanan. Umemela nechlelu b'chiyuv at the kriyas megillah, no mar banashim. We remove the ptur of zman grama, and memela, women are obligated in the mitzvah like men are. Oh, what do we say? No, step three does not remove step two. It creates a new chiyuv. Step one, men are obligated. Step two, women are pturo. Step three, women are obligated for a new reason. Odu chiyuv miyuchav lenashim itam tzed. The afein hoyo boso anes. That's the chakira of the Griz. Does afein hoyo remove the ptur, or does it create a new chiyuv? And what does he quote? Nafkamina. He quotes the nafkamina ba'avadim kenaanim, by an eved kenani. And Eved Kenani, Deim Nashim Nichlalu B'Chiyuv at the Kriyas Megillah. Hanomer La Nashim. If you say that the tour is removed and now women are included in the Chiyuv, so then Emkin Gam Avadim Amelach Chayavim. So to Avadim would be Chayav, because why? Because we know Avadim always have the same Ptur as women, and without the Ptur, then they're Chayav. For Lekabu Ptur Demidah Zman Grama. There's no Ptur of Zman Grama here, so it would apply to women, and it would apply to Avadim. Avalim Be'emes Gamatoikabu Ptur Demidah Zman Grama. But if even now there is a Ptur of Zman Grama, Veraktu Din Chiyav Meyuchad Lenashim, it's just that women have a new Chiyav, so then Avadim don't have that Chiyav. Afinoy is only by women. Mitam da Afinoy Bo Suanesim Kain Harihu Din Chiyav Meyuchad Lahem. So that is a one nafkamina between this chakira. The other nafkamina, which is a clear nafkamina, is what about a woman being motzi a man? Meaning it has to be the same chiyuv in order for a woman to be motzi a man. If it's a different chiyuv, then one wouldn't say. So that's the Griz's chakira. If you look in the Ritva here says maybe there's a difference between Chanukah and Megillah. The Ritva here says, Beferish. He's medayik in the words, Isha vadai madlika. What does it mean, Isha vadai madlika? What's the vadai? So says the Ritva. Pirish Rashi, Zal, Da'ide, Isha nasalanes. Well, I'm reading the second one, Valesa. First, I'll read this part. Tevkein lo avale lemeimer, Ha'ilisha, Debashpashin, Tfelos, Lakach mirusho. Rabbi Tosva said, Shafen ha'i boso anes, Ki alein gamkein ha'isa ha'gzera. The gzera was also on them. Quoting the Shita of Moshe Rishonim. But he says, Isha vade madlika pirish afilu lahotzi la'acherim yedei chavasam. Even to be motzi others in their chiyav, kivan shehi mechuyavis bedavar, because she's obligated. Ukadam Reb Shuvan Levi, nashom chayavis b'ner Chanukah, v'ein adin kein b'mikra Megillah. But it's not the same as in Mikra Megillah, why not? Rabbi Yishub ben Levi says, Afin hoyu by both of them. What's the difference between Chanukah and Megillah? Ki afal pi shechayavis b'mikra Megillah, einon motzios la'acherim. Like I wrote there. Look at the Ritva in Megillah Daf Dalet. That's what he says, explains there, that Afein Hayu does not apply in the same way by Megillah and by Chanukah. So it could be, according to the Ritva, this Chakira of the Griz, maybe there's a difference. By Chanukah, then it's removal of the Ptur. And that's why one would be, women could be motzi, others. While by Megillah, no, it's a new Chiyuv. To Nuchiyev, and therefore, maybe a woman cannot be motzi a man. What's the svar behind this Ritva? Well, there are a couple of suggestions given. Why should Megillah be a problem and Chanukah not? So if you look in the Magen Avram, in Tafresh Peites Sifhei, Tafresh Peites Hei, that is the context of Megillah, says the Shulchan Aruch there, which the Magen Avram is commenting on, Echad akorei v'chashvim and akorei yasei chavaso, v'ushiyish v'amishu chayev b'kriyasa. Lefichach, emay akorei cheresh okatan oshota, shumei v'enu liyatsa. V'yesh omrim, shahanashim, einon motziyos esu hanashim. Right, that's this day of the Ritva, that's the day of the Bahagas, we'll see, that women cannot be motzi a man. Why not? Says the Magen Avraham, v'lo domi l'ner Chanukah. It's not like ner Chanukah. There's where a woman can be motzi a man, like in our Gemara. Right? One of the Amoram said, I used to light my own, but once I got married, I relied on my wife, right? That was the next Gemara, right? Rav Sheshes,
Sorry, Amar Rebbe Zera. Rebbe Zera said, Meresh ki avina be'rav b'shtatfana be'priti. Well, originally, when I used to be in yeshiva, I used to give a fruta to the host. Bahadi ushpiza. Basar, denesivi, itza, after I got married, Amina, I said, hashtavadi lo tzarichna. I don't have to come adliki alive go besai. They alive in my house, and therefore, I don't have to light. So you see, by Ner Chanukah, it works. It's my sarav in the Gemara. So says the Magen Avraham, velo dami l'Ner Chanukah, the shiny Megillah, tahavi kemo, kriyas haTorah. Wow. In the name of the smog, the Magen Avraham quotes that Megillah is like kriyas haTorah. And Pirish, Upsulam ibn Kavaratzibor, right? For whatever, for reasons that we're not going to discuss right now, right? Women do not participate in Kriyas HaTorah, the language of the Gemara and Megillah, Kavaratzibor, whatever that means, not for now. So if Kriyas HaMegillah is patterned after Kriyas HaTorah, so women are excluded in terms of being Motzi others. So that's number one, the Magen Avraham, the chilik between Chanukah and Megillah. If you look in the Kolbo has an interesting suggestion. The Kolbo, one of the Rishonim, on the first page of Siman Memhei, when he hit in Hilchas Megillah, he quotes Nashim, Kivan Chein Chayavos Shavin Aibos So Anesi Yishlom Hashem Motzi Asaf Anashim. Some say they can be Motzi men. V'yafal Pikin and Roy LaHashlim Ben Asara. Don't make a minion with them for Megillah. To call Makam Chesuichu Asara Anashim Beinon. V'abal Aseres Hadibros Kasav. He quotes the Sefer Aseres Hadibros. She'ein Nashim Motzi As Anashim Bekriyasam. Women cannot be Motzi men in their kriya. V'atam Mishum. To call Beisha Erva. The Kolbo. Call Beisha. What do you mean call Isha? That's not a din lechachila, right? Unless it's mitzvah ba'avera. It doesn't use that lashon. But he says, call Beisha Erva, the Gemara we had back in Maseches Brachos. So says the Kolbo, that's why not only it cannot be done, but not only it shouldn't be done, but not Yotzei. That's what it sounds like. V'yavagav de malikos ner chanukah umavarchos lo dami. L'fi shein tzarech shiyu shama anashim beis avlaka. Right, though, you don't have to have the men there. Women is just motzi. So that's number two, the chilek between Megillah and hadlaka. But the ikar chilek that's made by the Rishonim already, and this is said beferish by the Tosfos on Dav Dalet in Megillah, maybe by Megillah, afin hayu creates a nuchi. Like the Brisker Rav says, by Megillah, there's Kriyas HaMegillah and Shmiyas HaMegillah. And that's what the Bahag says on Dav Dalet Amud Aleph, according to Tosfos Nadafei Harif, Isha Motzia Mina Avolo Anashim. Why? Because the Mishnah Berurah quotes, and others quote that this if a woman is Motzi, Chayev in Shmiya, then she can't be Motzi a man who's Chayev in Kriya. But either way, the Ritva on Ardaf is the one that's Mechalik, and that's how we paskin Halacha. Interesting, the Bach and the Taz and others discuss it. What about by Kiddush? What about by Kiddush? The Shulchan Aruch paskins that a woman can be motzi a man meikar adin in Kiddush. And the question is, why is that? The Bach discusses, why is that any different than Megillah? Why by Megillah is there a question, while by Kiddush there is no question? If you look in the Bach in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, he asks this question because the Torah there quotes Echad Anashim Be'Anashim Chayavos Chayavim BeKiddush Hayom, and then he quotes Ba'afila Hotzi Achem Yidei Chavasim Shini Yodim LaKadosh Aval Gabi Megillah Zventav Reish Peites. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this day that women cannot be motzi. Va'psakim Sosrin Zedzeh, says the Bach. Dinira Dein Lachali BeKiddush LaMegillah, shouldn't be mechalik. Ofiyan Estaiti Nira Iker LaHachmer BeKiddush Kamo BeMegillah. So the Bach says you be machmer BeKiddush too. Women can be not motzi a man. Shein Anashim Motzios LaAnashim Mecheirisi Shekasav Amarshal. But what a rove. Hapos came over Mepharshim say, no, by Kiddush, men and women have the same exact obligation. Mikamar brachas and afchav. Zachar v'shamar, kosh yeshna b'shmira, yeshna b'zachira. Women are included in all the losa saves of Shabbos, so they're included in the mitzvahs asev Shabbos. While by Megillah, there could be a difference in the lumdis. And again, like that Brisker Rav said, maybe by, even though it looks all the same, afein hayu, maybe there's a difference. Again, not just technical differences between Kol Isha and Chofetz HaTzibur, but fundamentally, afein hayu, by Chanukah, removes the betur, and therefore men and women have the exact same obligation, but afein hayu, by Mikra Megillah, that does not remove the Torah, creates a new chiyuv of Shmias HaMegillah. One other discussion to have on this topic, and that is the question that some Rishonim, Bali Tosfos, and a few places bring up. And that is, why don't we say Afen Aboso Anes in other contexts? So, for example, Sukkah. Sukkah, why don't we say Afen Aboso Anes by the mitzvah of Sukkah? Tosfos has a few deos about it. If you look in Psachem Adav Kufches, Tosfos says,
Why does an afen hoyu apply to the mitzvah of sukkah? Right, there was a nace, the anane covered. Father mina the paturas be sukkah, afagaf the afen hoyu boso anes, keep a sukkah so shafti, hasam ba'asei. 1 second. So, according to the Rashi and the Rashbam, they weren't the protagonists, maybe you could say. But according to the Balei Tosfos, they have this question. Hasam. Oh, did I not get back to that original? Oh, let me just get back. Maybe this chakira of the Briska Rav could be the Machlokes, Rashi and the Rashbam versus Tosfos. Rashi and the Rashbam who say they play a major role, maybe that reflects a new chiyuv. Balei Tosfos who say that it's all Mishum, they're all in the same sakana, like Yerushalmi, but also Safek, so maybe that would say that the chiv, the ptur is removed, and therefore it's the same chiv. Sorry, I did not get back to that. Back to Sukkah. Tosva says, Hasam ba'asei da'oraisa, aval bar ba'kosas d'rabanan tiknu gam l'nashim. Afein hoyu was not strong enough to create a chiv da'oraisa. Right, by the three Dalet Kosas, Megill and Chanukah, that's Mitzvahs Drabanan. By Mitzvahs Drabanan, Afein Hoyu is strong enough. But by Mitzvahs Daraisa, it is not strong enough. That's what Tosfos quotes in Megillah on Dav Dalet Amud Aleph. To be Shum Hai Taima, Lo Machayev Elam Drabanan. What's important for that Tosfos in Megillah is that there's a second day. Rabbeinu Yosef Ish Yerushalayim quotes, you know why you don't say it by Sukkah? Because I would have had a Havamina, Zeriz Shava, Tesvav, Tesvav, Kepir Gitachaga Sukkis. Meaning, according to the second day of Tosfos, it sounds like technically, conceptually, it could have applied to a mitzvah daraisa. There's a different reason why we wouldn't. But that's an important discussion. But Tosfos says, let's say, daraisa, not darabana, not daraisa. If you look at the Marami Rutenberg, Marami Rutenberg has a different day of. In Gimel, Tuf Ayin Gimel, Mikol Makom Moshach Taim at Afin Ayin Boso Anes, Elahecha da Mitzvah Bo'o Al Hanes She'ira Li Yisrael. Shahayu Besakana Venimlatu. Says the Barami Rutenberg, Afein Hoyu is only when there was an imminent danger, but Bnei Yisrael were about to be wiped out, annihilated, spiritually, physically, and we were saved. And there was an amazing nace that saved us. But if it's just a nace that occurred, that is not good enough. That's the Maharam. If you look in the Aruch Laner in Sukkah, he argues on this Barami Rutenberg. He says, what? The Anane HaKavod, that was an imminent danger. If Hashem would have removed them, then any second we would have been attacked by the animals. So says the quotes this from the Shar HaMelech. Reisi b'Shar HaMelech Reishil Chazmata Jekosav b'Shem Mechaber Echad Shner Midvar de Besukal Boshayach Hasvar Shafen Ayi Boso Anes Alpi Girsas Yerushalmi Shigars Hayishayu Boso Sakana, because it's not that type of sakana. And he says, Achei Midivri Atosas Pesachim Nir Shagamana Tosas Gam Yerushalmi Shayach Le'inyin Sukkah. Right, the fact that Tosas and Pesachim says Da'araisa versus Drabanan and doesn't give this other answer of the type of nace, it sounds like Tosas doesn't hold of it. V'chei Nira, and says the Aruch Laner, and I think that's true. Sharei Ha'anonim Hayu Misachachim Lohem Minachash Saraf Va'akrav Ve'en Lecha Sakana Gdola Mizeh Ba'midvar Hagodov Anora. There's no greater sakana any second that Hashem wouldn't have protected us. It's just like the other salvations. And therefore, I don't agree with this suggestion. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Rav Chaim's son, Rav Soloveitchik's father, had another idea. It's quoted in the Masorah Journal in the second volume. He quotes that maybe there's a different definition between a mitzvah that helps us remember an ace and a mitzvah that was enacted inherently to be persume nisa. Afein hoyu boso hanes only applies by a nes that was enacted by mahuto lefarsim hanes. There could be a nes involved. I don't know, covered, but the mitzvah wasn't enacted lefarsim hanes. How do you know? The hevdol yesh bein mitzvah she yisod chiyuva hizecher hanes levei mitzvah she etzem kiyuma lefarsim es hanes. And only the latter do we say afein hoyu boso hanes, but not the former. How do you know? Tip it off by a bracha. If Chazal enacted a special bracha related to the Persume Nisa, the similar davar laid that be'ezah mitzvah yish b'kiyuma mishum persum anes, so be'ezah lo, yish likach mi berachas sha'as anisim. We have a sha'as anisim by Mikra Megillah, we have a sha'as anisim by Neiris Chanukah. That shows it's a mitzvah of Persume Nisa. The yishlomar debracha zu niskana b'myuchad dafka al osan ha'mitzvos she'yish ba'asi yason mishum Persume Nisa. What about Dalet Kosos? Asher ga'alanu. That bracha also could function on the mitzvah of Persume Nisa. So again, that's why fundamentally Sukkah is a zecher to the Nes, but it doesn't, it's not Lefarsim HaNes. This also could help us with the discussion of some Achronim have about Lecha Mishnah. Lecha Mishnah. Remember, I think we mentioned this before. The Elef Lecha Shlomo, Shlomo Kluger, in Simon Kuf Yudalin, in Aruch Chaim, wonders, I guess there was a minhag in his dar, that women weren't so machmir about Lecha Mishnah. Maybe they were inside and they came. They like the woman, often, sometimes the woman's in the kitchen. No, she has to come in. But why not? So he said there's different suggestions given. If you look in the Abu Draham and the Ron quotes Rabbeinu Tam, that why are women obligated in Alecha Mishnah? And the Ron and other Rishonim say you don't need that reason. You have Zachar v'Shamar. Zachar v'Shamar, brachas daf chafim abeis, kosh yeshna b'shmira, yeshna b'zachira, and that applies not only to Kiddush, but to all the mitzvahs hayom. So you don't need afei noi boso anes. I, Rabbeinu Tam, and the Abu Draham must hold that no. Shamar v'zachar is only by Kiddush, and therefore, afei noi boso anes is needed to include lechem mishta. So said the Alef Kashlamo. But the other Rishonim must reject Rabbeinu Tam and Abu Draham because they don't think Afei Noi Soanes is appropriate here. So Rav Shlomo Kluger says, because there's a problem with each of the Svaras, that's why women are not so machped about it. All the Achronim, Ravad, Yerais, and Shuvan, Yechav Adas, Dalet Chafei. That's impossible. Everybody agrees that women are obligated in Lecha Mishnah. The question is, why they're obligated in Lecha Mishnah? You're going to tell me because each one has a little weakness, therefore women are pturos? Nobody says that. That's a huge chiddush of Rav Shlomo Kluger. Again, he's defending the practice. We don't pasuk in that way. We say women are obligated in Lecha Mishnah. But either way, Rav Shlomo Kluger also brings up Afei Noi Boso Anes in that context. But again, according to Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, of course it shouldn't apply because it's not a mitzvah that was enacted b'mahuto l'farsim anes, is to remember the nes. But it wasn't persume nisa haraya, that there's no special bracha that relates to it. Okay, we'll stop here.